Did we royally screw up naming our Christmas tree? Did we completely miss the most obvious name to us? And does missing it make us bad friends? I am cleaning out my jetted bathtub, and I thought I had it spotless, and I don't. It's disgusting, and I'll explain how I found out how dirty it really was. And Delish.com. Delish.com and I have beef.
All that and more on today's show.
You are an upsider, living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. Welcome to the Upside.
Upside Podcast.
With Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
Today is Wednesday, December 7th. My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for the giant cups, or whatever you, mugs, vessels, that I always make fun of you for, because I'm trying to drink more water, and it really is easier.
You know what part of the big cup success water situation is? 70% of drinking more water is the thickness of the straw.
So you can get more cubic liters of liquid per gulp?
Yeah, it's just easier to gulp down when you have a thick straw, because then you're not like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's mental. I don't know if it's physical. I don't know. I never took a physics class in my entire life, so I can't tell you what goes into all of that stuff. But I can tell you that I feel like it's easier to suck down water when you have a giant straw.
That logically, that makes sense. I will tell you, I'm not a fan of the giant silicone straws that you're a fan of.
Well, I don't use those right now. I haven't used those in a while, but this is still a big straw, the one I have.
I like those better. I like the rigid ones. They're a little bit smaller than these. To me, the perfect straw, what is it, diameter, is McDonald's.
They have a really good straw diameter. Mm-hmm. That is very true.
And Starbucks is perfect for their iced coffee drinks, but not for a soft drink. Not for like a Coke.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. But for their brand, Starbucks nails it. McDonald's nails it. If I could buy a case of McDonald's straws, I would buy a case of McDonald's straws.
You could probably just walk in there and take
that's a really good a
couple.
Point.
I don't think anyone would stop you. My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for your productivity this week. Jeff Dollar is on fire, people. I mean, he is taking care of business left and right. I don't even know you right now. And what? I'm so glad. I'm excited. I'm into this new Jeff, or this energized Jeff, but you have just gotten all these little tiny micro anxieties done.
All right. I'm a little insulted that you said you are being so productive this week. I don't even know you, which makes it sound like most weeks I just lie on the couch with my shirt pulled up over my belly.
That is not true. Most weeks.
Chain smoking cigarettes and drinking Diet Cokes and yelling at the neighbor kids, get off my lawn.
That is not true. What I meant by that was normally you're super stress mode. And I think your stress makes you not get things done because you're like, okay, I have to do this. And then I'm out of time to do this. And then I can't do this. And then you freak out.
I lock up.
You lock up. And you have been just free flowing, going from one thing to the next to getting things done. I mean, I dare I say that yesterday we were very in sync with our schedules, our flow, micro anxieties.
I dare you not to say that, because I attribute this to your new job schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And literally we're on day one. So we don't want to jinx it. But what we talked about this a little bit yesterday. What I think I did not realize, and I don't think you realized it either, was with Ellie in the mix, how disruptive your schedule was to the way I worked. Mm-hmm. There was no day where I could work for 3 uninterrupted hours, Like, it just wasn't possible just because Ellie needed to go somewhere. We had to do this. We had to do that. I mean, there are, I guess Mondays. But no, Mondays because we had to.
It is evident even in 24 hours of me waking up at a normal human being hour and then splitting household duties, work, and childcare. It just makes such a world of difference. I mean, it's completely life-changing because you were basically like on your own until what, noon every day? Ellie sleeps till 3. And that, so you really had no interrupted time. And you and I would try to squeeze in everything we had to do together in like that, you know, 2.5 hour chunk.
I would like to reiterate that I dare you not to say it because I don't want to jinx it.
I don't think there's anything about jinxing it. I think things have just changed. Like, I got a little more sleep and I'm coming off like a week of, you know,
high adrenaline.
A week of no, because last week I was working from home too, just purely by coincidence. I've had like a week and some change of like some sleep and, you know.
Well, I think
anyways, all that to say, that was what I was grateful for. I'm grateful. It's cool to see you in go mode.
Yeah.
But not paralyzed by anything else. Just getting one thing and then moving on to the next and then moving on to the next.
I had something that was I felt was really, really deep and or poignant and or profound.
Mm-hmm.
Completely forgot it.
I'm sorry. Well, hopefully it comes to you later in the show. And then give me a second.
It was so good. It was, you were talking about, and then I was talking about, and then I forgot. Mm. Just know that it was great.
Jeff is on a war path about what he discovered yesterday while he was trying to cook dinner for our family.
I have beef with the company Delish.
Now,
are they a website? Is it a cookbook? Is it a magazine? Is it a person? Is it a blogger? Is it an Instagram celebrity? I don't know who Delish is, but I hate her. And here's why. I was trying to find a delicious dinner to make that was pertinent to the rainy, cold weather that we were having. Something casserole-y, something warm, something inviting.
Comfort food.
Yes. Two nights ago, I made chicken and dumplings.
So good.
In the crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out so good. But we split the meal with your parents and your sister.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no leftovers.
None.
I don't want to make that again. So I found this recipe for a chicken and rice buffalo wing, buffalo sauce, like casserole thing that you put Ritz crackers on top of and cheese at the end of it.
Now, I would say that Delish is one of those websites, like maybe you've never heard of Delish.com. If you Google a recipe and you're like, oh, I want to make, I don't know, homemade spaghetti or something. I feel like Delish is something that always comes up in the search results. So they must be doing pretty well because if you look up a recipe, you know, it's like New York Times.
Yeah.
Delish.
Yeah.
You know, what's that other one? All Recipes or something like
all
that.
All Recipes. And yeah. Isn't food.com?
Isn't yeah, I think that's one too.
And for some reason, I must have clicked on one or two of her recipes, but I
why do you keep calling it a her? I think Delish is like a magazine, but like online.
Because I was about to talk about the Pioneer Woman.
Oh, okay.
I believe I clicked on one or two of her recipes in the past because she's always in my top
of the
whatever search results. Anywho, so this recipe pops up and it's Delish.com. I pay no attention to that. I clicked the button that says jump to recipes, and whoever invented that should get a Nobel Peace Prize and a Pulitzer
1,000%
and an Emmy Award. So it skips all the way down to the bottom. I read the ingredients, gotta run to the store to pick up two things or whatever. And it says it takes the timing says, you know how they split it up, like 15 minutes prep,
mm-hmm.
1 hour in the oven.
Yes.
Whatever. That's how I budget it in my head.
Of course.
That's what we're doing. So I go to the store with the recipe on my phone,
mm-hmm.
pick up the two or three things that I need, come home, start putting everything together, and a thing pops up that says, if you want to see this recipe again, you've got to pay $20 a year to subscribe to Delish.com.
It's right? behind a paywall, and you didn't know it when you started.
Yeah. And I feel duped. I feel tricked because they let you, they tease you enough, you know? They let you see enough of it that you're in, that you're involved.
I mean, you went to the grocery store. Yeah, you bought your stuff.
I'm almost wondering if they have some sort of GPS, whatever, if they know that I'm at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And then when I leave, it shuts the recipe off and it's like, you got to pay $20. So I do what any good red-blooded American consumer does. And I start searching the internet because somewhere the recipe has to exist somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find it. Couldn't find the same chicken, rice, buffalo, Ritz cracker combination.
Now, for a second there, we thought, okay, you know, I have not been to that website in a while.
Right.
So maybe Jeff can tell me what the recipe is. I'll Google it. I'll click Delish. And then I'll have access to it because it'll be my first click. Banned.
Not banned, but
it's like behind the whole thing. You can see it, but it's blurry. Yeah, it's like behind a frosted window.
They're basically, you know what they're doing? It's OnlyFans for recipes. Yep. They give you enough. There she is in a bikini. You want to see the rest of it? Give us your money. What? Anywho, part two, I pay the money. And I spend $20. So now if anybody needs a Delish recipe, I'll hook you up. I'll be your go-to. Cause I got the ends for 12 months. Cost me $20.
And not only did you just buy the stuff, like you've already started chopping things.
Yes.
The chicken is out of the fridge at this point. Like there's no turning back.
I just don't know proportions or timing.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. So I start the recipe. I pay the money. I'm in the process of finishing the recipe, and I get to the part about the chicken. And it says mixed chicken. Something just didn't seem when I was reading the instructions. I'm thinking I don't think that's gonna come out well. That doesn't seem right. So I go back up to the ingredients. The ingredients is 1 pound of cooked, shredded chicken breast.
If I were making laws, that would be illegal.
You can't say.
Somebody did that in a recipe I was looking at last week. And I'm like, I just happened to read through it. Otherwise, I would have been in the same predicament of like, oh, add your cooked chicken.
Okay. Right.
That takes the prep time from 15 minutes to like 45.
You don't, if the recipe that you're making involves hard boiled eggs, you don't just put eggs in the list, you know what I'm saying? You put hard boiled eggs in the list and then you include the 10 minutes or however long it takes to hard boil an egg.
Yes.
In the time.
Mm-hmm.
I was so mad and at that point over being in the kitchen because the buying of the thing was the buying of the recipe or the subscription or whatever it was. Just took longer than it should have because I was in different windows and I think I had opened up, you know how there's the, what's it called? Private browser or whatever version on iPhone. I went into that to try to open the recipe up saying, oh, private, maybe they won't think I'm me. You know, what do I think that is? An internet fake mustache?
What is it, like incognito or something?
I don't know. It's the one that's got the black background. If you open it up, it's.
I don't know about this. Are you shady? How do you know about this?
If you open up your browser, now I'm telling everybody how to be shady.
Yeah, why are you being shady? Why do you need a private browser? What are you looking at?
See the one with the disguise on the left with the glasses?
Oh, yeah, that's incognito.
What is that? Isn't that?
But how did you get there?
If you tap on the one with the smile is the regular one.
Oh, no. So what he's tapping on is like the bookmarks thing, right? And with the history? No. Okay, where do I go? If I'm just... like google.com.
Are you? Oh, you don't. You're using Safari.
Oh, yeah. What do you use?
What's it called? Chrome.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's incognito. Okay.
Okay. So if you click on the little guy with the glasses, it pops up. And for whatever reason, I think it means that you're a different identity. Because that's what incognito means. So it's probably why I think that.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to bring it up there. Doesn't work. But also, when you're in that mode, it doesn't acknowledge your stored credit card information or your PayPal login. Or, and it was just a pain. So the meal got cooked in the oven. Takeout was ordered because I was so frustrated, and I'll finish it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I think I might spend the next 365 days printing every recipe
on
Delish.com and selling them on the black market for $10 instead of the $20 they're charging. So that was the frustrating part of the evening. The joyous part of the evening, in the most disgusting way, was, and this is a continuation of a storyline that started last week when I put dishwasher pods in our jetted tub and ran it for 30 minutes to clean out the jets as recommended by Go Clean Co. on Instagram.
If you have not recognized this yet, by this point, you've been around the show a while. Jeff is attracted to shiny objects on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, you tell him that there's a new organization hack, he's going to try it.
Yes.
You tell him there's a way to, you know, park your car more efficiently in a garage, he's rearranging the garage to do it. You tell him that he can clean out a bathtub that he has never used and might never use, he's all over it because it's incredibly satisfying to him.
I'm going to use it now.
I would hope so, because now we're invested. So last week on the show, we were talking about, you know, you threw the dishwasher pods in.
Five of them. Fill the tub up to 2 inches above the jets, run it for 30 minutes. The enzymes in the dishwasher pods melt. It's called biofilm. It's a disgusting word, but it's this stuff that builds up because in the pipes of the jets, the moisture, It's just a petri dish.
Yeah.
It's a party place for gross.
Mm-hmm.
And the enzymes in the dishwasher pods are supposed to break that down.
So you were unsatisfied.
No, I was sad. I thought it was great.
But in the Go Clean Co. one, that was full of dirt. Ours was like a little bit.
And I was like, okay. Cause I'm assuming if you have a Instagram account or a blog or whatever, and your brand is cleaning things, you're going to find the most disgusting things to clean in order to create your content.
Yes.
So that I assumed they went into a house that's been abandoned for 2 years.
Yes.
You know, and that's the tub that they clean. But there are a couple follow-ups where people said, after you do that, then do it again, but put Oxy powder in there, the stuff that you would put in your laundry, and let it soak. Well, when I did that, more stuff came out that didn't come out with the dishwasher pods. And I'm like, I wonder what's going on here. So I said, it's just loosen some stuff. So then you have to rinse it. So now I filled the tub a third time. This is over the course of 3 days? So I filled the tub a third time. When I rinse it, more stuff comes out. Now I'm starting to get gross. Now I'm like, did the dishwasher pods even work?
Now it's Jeff versus
The biofilm.
Jeff versus the biofilm.
I found on Amazon a product called Oh Yuck.
That's a great name for a product.
It's called Oh Yuck. And the reviews, it's got thousands of reviews, 4.5 stars. And they make stuff for dishwashers, for washing machines, for jetted tubs, for anything with pipes and hoses and whatever. I am a person who, my mind is blown that an adult man can take one little cap full of NyQuil and your body feels better. To me, those proportions don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Once that NyQuil's in my system, it should be so diluted that my nose doesn't even recognize it.
Right.
So this Oh Yuck stuff, despite all the reviews online, you only pour 1/4 of a bottle into the full tub.
Okay.
And you run it. I'm like, this isn't going to work. So I run the jets for 20 minutes. So gross.
That's the magic.
There is grime on top of the suds. When it drained, there was dirt lining the walls. Yeah. I'm going to have to run it. I'm going to run it until it's drinking water clear.
Mm-hmm.
People on there say they've done it two or three times before they've gotten it clear. But if you have a jetted tub that don't, I mean, I don't know if the dishwasher pods loosen things up. I don't know if the oxy had a reaction. Go right to this stuff. Literally, Oh Yuck is the name of it on Amazon. If we were still regularly doing the Love It segment on the show, I would do this for 5 weeks in a row because it was that cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for your next comedian here at Ellie's Comedy Club. You're going to love this guy. Welcome to the stage, Dad.
How do the elves respond when Santa takes attendance? They simply say, present.
Have a joke for Ellie's Comedy Club? Have a comment on something we've talked about or an idea for the show? Call or text Callie and Jeff. 800-434-5454.
Tis the season for giving. And when you're shopping for holiday gifts, give gifts that give back. Thrive Cosmetics is offering 45% off of their holiday sets for a limited time. They make high-performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. There are no parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. They're certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Plus, Cause is in the name for a reason, because every purchase that we buy supports organizations that help communities thrive. And I absolutely love that. I have two favorite products. One is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. And what I love about it is that it mimics the look of lash extensions. I had a big old allergy years ago from using lash extensions, but now I don't have to use them because I have the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. It looks the same. And let me tell you, it has more than 20,000 five-star reviews. The second one is the Brilliant Eye Brightener. And I like this because you can put it right, I put mine like right in the corner of the inside of my eye, right by my nose. And it makes me look instantly awake. And you know, that is really important to me when I'm getting up in the middle of the night to go to work. As I mentioned, Thrive Cosmetics has a bigger than beauty mission. For every product that we purchase, Thrive Cosmetics is going to donate to help communities thrive. They have over 300 giving partners across the country supporting numerous causes. Celebrate the season of giving and try Thrive Cosmetics today. Right now, you can get up to 45% off their best-selling products when you purchase select holiday sets by visiting thrivecosmetics.com/upside. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/upside to start shopping for their holiday sets.
Liquid IV every single day for me. It's become a habit, and here's why. Dehydration is something that you don't even have to think about in the summer. It's on everybody's radar. Oh, you're getting enough to drink, you're drinking enough water, you're out in the hot sun. In the winter, it's not something that's so top of mind. Temperature's cold. How am I sweating? How am I becoming dehydrated? It actually sometimes happens worse in the colder months. If you have dry skin, if you're feeling kind of foggy, if you got headaches, could all be dehydration. Liquid IV mixed with water makes your body absorb the liquid, the hydration faster and more efficiently than just water alone. Plus, you're getting B vitamins and vitamin C and electrolytes. All of this stuff is going to not only rehydrate you, it's going to make you a tiny little bit healthier. And with all this stuff bouncing around, the colds and the flus and the everything else is, anything you can do to be a little bit healthier is a good thing. Liquid IV is also on a mission to change the world, giving away 25 million servings in over 50 countries. You can get it in bulk at Costco, or you can save 20% when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code UPSIDE at checkout. That's 20% off anything with code UPSIDE at liquidiv.com.
Sometimes it can be really hard to shop for kids for the holiday season because they have a lot of stuff already and you don't want to add more stuff to what they already have. So I'm suggesting to you the gift of KiwiCo. With a KiwiCo subscription, you are giving so much more than a toy. They're going to get a season of discovery and experiences delivered straight to their door. Each box is kid approved by a crew of kid testers to ensure they're age appropriate and seriously fun. And there is something for everybody. We got Ellie's first crate when she was just a couple of months old. And that's what age you can start at, 0 years old, right? And that crate was developed in partnership with Seattle Children's Hospital. Each crate delivers hands-on age-appropriate projects to help infants and toddlers build their foundation for learning. So there were things that it taught me that I didn't even know were important to Ellie's development that early on. They make crates for kids of all ages, and there's something for everyone. They will love doing hands-on science and art projects, and you can either do them together as a family, or you can let your kids fly solo and keep them entertained over the holiday season. Give awesome this holiday season with KiwiCo. Get your first month of any crate line free at kiwico.com/upside. That's your first month free at kiwico.com/upside.
We appreciate our Upside partners, and we appreciate you for supporting them. For more information on any advertiser on the Upside, visit callieandjeff.com.
We announced the name of our Christmas tree yesterday, Queen Elizabeth II. Her Majesty's tree is how you properly address her. And somebody who listens to the show sent a link to a crown, the one
that she sent the same message to me too.
That the queen wears.
Yes.
Not a crown, not like the Burger King crown that you get when you were a kid and you went to Burger King. The fancy
pillowy looking.
Yes, the pillowy looking one that's a tree topper.
Amazing. I feel like she needs that.
Yes.
Her Majesty needs her crown. Someone else sent me a message that was like, you guys 1000% missed an opportunity to name your Christmas tree Robin Treed in honor of Robin Mead. And I was like, oh my gosh, we totally did. So I was thinking Ellie has a tree in her room. So I feel like maybe that should that be her Majesty and then the big one be Robin Treed.
No, and here's why. I think we put Robin Treed on the list for maybe next year, or because this is why it's not. We had our tree named before we even knew that HLN was going away and that Morning Express was going away. Mm-hmm. So I feel like once the name has been designated, we can't.
Like, yeah.
It feels bad karma-ish or something.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't want to be haunted by the queen.
Yeah, I don't either.
I feel like that's something she would be really happy about up in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want her saying, why are you taking that away from me? And then coming back because, I don't know, she seems like she would be a bad haunt.
I feel like she would be a proper haunt. So like if you are gulping your water or something like that, maybe she like hits the water out of your hand.
Yeah, I think she would be more torturous because she was 90 something when she passed.
Mm-hmm.
Always in the royal family, became queen when she was what, 20 or something?
Kid,
like that.
Basically, yeah.
She's never been able to goof off. She hasn't been able to prank people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
She's
never made a fart sound effect with her mouth in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So now the afterlife. She's going to let it all loose.
So you think we should name Ellie's tree Robin Treed, or do you think it should go on the list?
I feel like Robin Treed could be available for anyone who has not yet purchased or set up their tree.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's fair for them. Or if we were to get, I know at one point you were talking about putting a little tree in the front window.
Mm-hmm.
So if we did that could be Robin Treed. But I don't know. And I can't believe I'm putting this much energy into the etiquette of naming a dead tree that we put in our living room.
Versus a dead tree that that didn't make sense the way it came out. The way it was in my head was, I can't believe that you were defending Queen Elizabeth over Robin Treed. But, you know.
Yeah.
We can have that conversation another time. Here are your three random things for today, brought to you by our friends at Cozy Earth.
If you would like to save 40% on the most comfortable bedding you will ever sleep on, plus towels, plus robes, plus an assortment of exciting cozy stuff for yourself or a gift, go to callieandjeff.com slash sleep.
Okay, so Merriam-Webster, they had their 2022 word of the year, which was gaslighting, which I was, you know, telling Jeff a couple weeks ago because he doesn't understand what gaslighting is.
There's a movie apparently called Gaslighting.
Really?
I think Angela Lansbury was in it. Really? True. That's where the term came from, supposedly. Multiple people sent me that message.
So Oxford Dictionaries, now they have their word of the year. And I didn't even know they did this. I thought it was like a Merriam-Webster thing. But Oxford Dictionaries apparently does the same thing. And theirs is a phrase. And it's called goblin mode. I've never even heard that phrase.
Yeah. Is this a joke?
No, it's not. It's not a joke at all. It was actually selected by the public who got a vote. They had Oxford like dictionary listed three choices of like their top ones. And the public got to vote.
What were their other two choices?
Well, let me tell you the definition of this before, because I did not know it. A type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy, and typically in a way that rejects social norms, which I thought, I was like, that's weird. Goblin mode. Never heard that.
I bet our
friends at the carpool have.
I used to work with people.
Because they're really cool. The other choices were metaverse or I stand with.
I stand with. Understood. Mm-hmm. Metaverse. Totally get it. Goblin mode. Never heard of it.
So anyways.
I'm blown away. I never occurred to me that there were two different dictionary things.
This is the first I've ever heard of it.
Are there the only thing I can the comparative I have is everybody references the King James version of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other version of the Bible?
Zero clue. Couldn't tell you.
Who's the competitor?
I don't know.
And who's competing against, who's, you know what? You know, I'm going to write a different, better version of the Bible. Your second random thing is a shout out to December babies, because children who are born in December don't get as many birthday presents as the rest of us. Someone did the math and figured out over the course of their lives, they miss out on 160 gifts.
I think that is... I'm not surprised at all. I feel like people get lazy with people that have holiday birthdays.
I know.
Like Valentine's Day birthdays. If you're in a relationship, like.
Here's the flowers for your birthday and here's the chocolate for Valentine's Day. And it's if your birthday wasn't then, you would get flowers and chocolate.
So here is your plot twist for today. You stole my random thing for the first time ever on our show. I had that printed out. Look.
Oh, the same December. Exact story and everything.
Yeah, same story. So we only have two random things today. So there are your two random things.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Most people learn about The Upside from their friends. Please tell everyone you know about this podcast so the amazing Upside community can continue to grow.
A quick Google search and I've solved the mystery of the Bibles.
Okay.
I just Googled versions of the Bible.
Okay.
Here's what came up. The King James Version, which I feel like is the standard, right? That's the version. That's the version. But then there's a New King James Version. So I think that's a new version of the King James Bible. I don't think there's a New King James.
That to me is like, so it's like when people say albums are remastered.
Right.
Or re-released.
Oh my gosh. It's basically... The Bible did what Taylor Swift did. They re-released it. That's what they did. So it's the King James Version and the King James Version, Taylor's Version. Then there's the English Standard Version, which apparently is a literal translation of the Bible. Then there's a New Revised Standard Version. And then there's a New International Version. So if you're looking for some reading this week or weekend, and you have only known the King James Bible, look at that. There's four more versions for you to dive into.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, we have a dad joke for you.
Why is Rudolph always wet? Because he's a reindeer.
All right. Bye. Hey guys, about Coca-Cola on the Three Random Things Tuesday. The inventor of Coke was actually a morphine addict. He was a pharmacist who, yes, was a morphine addict and actually died from his morphine addiction. So I don't think that he would have, like, I don't think he thought anything about cocaine and alcohol being in his elixir. I watched one of those things on, like, History or the Discovery Channel or something on, like, you know, how it's made or the story behind, like, all these food brands and stuff. And, yeah, he was a hardcore morphine addict, and actually that killed him. So we're probably lucky that it didn't have morphine and other shenaniganery in it. So, anyway, y'all have a great day. Bye.
Hey guys, so we totally have a rule in our marriage. We've been married almost 10 years, and my husband is really into jumping out and scaring me. Like, if I was just going into a room that he was in before me, he would just jump out and scare me. I'm an anxious person. I spend a lot of my life afraid of stuff that's unnecessary, so I don't watch horror movies. I don't do jump scares. I don't do it. And I told him I don't like unnecessary scares. So that was a rule that started early on in our marriage, and now we have a 5-year-old who loves jump scares. So there is a rule that we do not jump scare mom. They can jump scare each other all the time. In fact, they do that a lot before bed, which is not, like, it's unsettling to me, but whatever. They do that upstairs. Then I go upstairs after all the giggles are out and the fun has been had, and we do the things. But no jump scares for mom. No loud. I don't like to be afraid. Bye.
Hey guys, I just had to tell you how happy the annual naming of the tree makes me. I know that sounds silly, but there are so many different traditions that people have that are fun and funny. And in this world, we need more fun and funny traditions. My husband and I make goofy Christmas cards. So, like, one year we did Raising Arizona, and one year we did Anchorman, and we were at the panda exhibit at the zoo, at the Atlanta Zoo. And one year we did a Christmas Vacation, and then we did an awkward family photo and borrowed a kid for it. And, you know, I just, traditions like that are silly, just, I don't know. Even though they're not, like, the reason for the season, they just make me happy because they just add another level of memories. So as I listen on Tuesday, I just wanted to say that I love the naming of the tree. It always is a bright spot for me. Okay, y'all have a great day. Bye.